This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. KERA's One Crisis Away project explores life on the financial edge. Today, domestic violence and economic abuse. Survivors of domestic violence often face financial exploitation, and that could make it more difficult to leave their partners. A bill introduced in the Texas Senate aims to help survivors by making it a state jail felony to threaten someone into taking on debt. Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune and has been following the issue. Brandon Formby, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First off, when we say economic abuse, what is that? What are some examples?
There's a lot of behaviors that fall under this umbrella. Generally speaking, it's when one partner controls finances of another, whether that's controlling all the bank accounts and credit cards, but it can also be, when they secretly use their personal information to take out credit cards in their partner's name and kind of rack up debt that their partners don't know about.
What legal recourse does someone in Texas currently have in these kind of situations?
Right now, there's not a lot, which makes it really hard for people who do get out of domestic violence situations to undo the bad credit, to undo the debt that they carry with them, which makes it so hard to find a place to live. It can make it hard to get a car, to find a job. And one of the reasons is because a lot of times financial institutions will tell them, you signed this, so you're on the hook for it. When really, from their point of view, they didn't have a choice but to sign it because they were being threatened with violence or other kinds of repercussions.
In your piece for the Texas Tribune, you share details of one woman's story. She worked at a store she and her husband owned. She didn't get paid, and she filed for divorce. Could you tell me more about her and what she went through?
She had a really hard time once she finally got the courage to leave the relationship because her credit score was so low, and she, according to financial institutions, she owed so much money on credit cards, even like utilities, things like that. I mean, it just made it really difficult for her to, once she had left, start to, build like a financially sound, independent life.
In instances where a partner will open up credit cards in their other partner's name or something like that, is there any kind of legal repercussions that these people face when they come out of these kind of relationships?
If they do it without the partner's knowledge, they can be charged with identity theft. But in these coerced debt situations, that's where a lot of times victims have trouble convincing police or financial institutions to, take reports or get things off their credit. This new Texas Senate Bill 269 from Senator Judith Zaffarini would make threatening somebody to take on credit or, finance something the same state jail felony as identity theft.
So Judith Zaffarini, she's a Democrat from Laredo. She introduced that bill to curb economic abuse. What exactly does the bill do, though?
This is really interesting. It actually adds two words to the penal code on identity theft, and those two words are effective consent. So that would not only allow law enforcement to prosecute spouses or partners who do this, but it also helps victims, they can take those police reports and they can take court documents to financial institutions, and it helps them get things off their credit and get debts out of their name.
Aside from this legislation that's been recently introduced, how can people who are getting harmed financially get help currently? What do experts or advocates say?
A lot of people suggest getting a lawyer. One of the victims I talked to really credited her lawyer with helping her fight financial institutions to get debts out of her name, even debts that were left to her ex-husband in the divorce decree, and to get things taken off of her credit that she didn't take on.
Brandon Formby is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.